Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday from 12:30 to 1 on the River 953, I also produce podcasts. And I'm excited to introduce you to a new podcast series in partnership with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative called We Are REC. Every week, we'll be releasing a new podcast where we interview different people from REC about a host of different topics. We'll get tips for saving money on your electric bill. We'll talk about renewable energy and the impact it can have in our communities. We'll even get some behind-the-scenes info about what happens when the power goes out in a storm. We're going to talk to linemen, energy advisors, board members, even the CEO. Don't miss out on information about community grants, scholarships, REC-hosted events, and more. Get every single episode as they're released on our website under the podcast tab at theriver953.com, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on Spotify, anywhere you listen to a podcast. Just search for We Are REC. We are having a conversation today with Brian Wolf. He is the Senior Public Relations Specialist with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. And Brian, you are kind of the education guy. You're the kids guy.
Yes, I'm one of those at Rappahannock Electric, yes.
One of the things that I know I've seen from the press releases that you send over to the radio station is the youth tour. And I have always thought that is the coolest thing that you guys do. That's got to be one of the most fun parts of your job.
Oh, definitely it is. Youth tour, I like to say, is my most enjoyable time of the year. It's a wonderful program. You get to interact with a wonderful group of high school juniors each year. I mean, it literally is the funnest part of my work year.
Do you decide who these kids are that get to go? Is it an application process? I mean, how does that get determined?
Yeah, it's an application process. It's open throughout the year, every year. Simply, the students can download the application on our website. It's very short, very informal. Basically, most of the application is just gaining the contact information, that kind of a thing. The application process we use to select the students, we actually ask them to give them a choice of one of two things. They can write a letter to the local representative, board of supervisors member, school board member of their choice, about a topic that is interesting to them or is important to them in their local community. The other option they have is, I just added this in a couple years ago to try to modernize things a little bit, they can record a self video to tell us a little bit about themselves, what's important to them in their communities, and it's kind of open-ended, so they can kind of be creative with it if they would like to. So they have one of those two choices to submit with their application.
And then how many students do you usually take?
We take 10 students each year. The students are selected from around our service territory, from basically our three operational areas, from the Front Royal Winchester area. We have a group of students, and then also from our Culpeper office area, and then also from our Bowling Green office area, because we like to have a representation of our entire service area on the youth tour to Washington, D.C.
And is it just a one day thing? Do you guys spend the night? Kind of walk me through the trip itself.
Oh, it's definitely not one day. A couple of those days during youth tour we probably would wish it would be. It's a very tiring week, but fun week. We start on Sunday. We leave about noon, and we meet in the hotels in Crystal City Hyatt. We're there at the same hotel every year. So the program runs Sunday through Thursday. Sunday, we have a wonderful get-together on a Potomac River boat cruise with a dinner on it. We have an orientation program where we get the students to know each other real well. Because it's not just students from Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. We tour with students from the Virginia, Maryland, Delaware Association of Electric Co-ops.
Oh.
So our students join together with other students from other electric cooperatives in Virginia, Maryland, and Delaware. And each year there's roughly 55 to 60 total students that we stay with for the whole week. We do various programs and activities throughout the week, but it does end on Thursday. Come back early afternoon on Thursday. So it's a Sunday through Thursday program.
And you keep them busy pretty much every single day because you guys are doing all kinds of things during the time that you're in D.C.
Yes, we do lots of fun things. Every year we go to the Kennedy Center to see whatever play may be available. This year it happened to be Hello Dolly, which I'm not a big musical fan, but it was very, very entertaining and a wonderful program. And that provides students who may not have that opportunity, the opportunity to see a professional play like that at the Kennedy Center.
And they say that you really only ever have to see one musical in your lifetime. So now you've checked that bucket list box for some.
We do that. I already mentioned the boat cruise. We also tour the monuments, Vietnam War Memorial, Franklin Delano Roosevelt Memorial, World War II Memorial, those items of those nature. We also take a group picture at the White House. We tour museums. This year we went to the National African American History Museum, which is a new museum on the Mall. So most students haven't had the opportunity to get there yet because it's a very popular museum now. And it's kind of
difficult. It was very difficult to get into yes. for the longest time when they first opened.
Yes. And then we also try to go to a Washington Nationals baseball game every year. Now, I've mentioned all the fun, cool stuff. I like to joke that Youth Tour is about 80% fun and about 20% education.
Well, you got to sneak it in somehow or another.
Yeah, sneak it in somehow. But there's a method to the madness behind all the fun. That's the students get to learn about each other. They have fun interacting, and they really do create lifetime friendships out of it. There still is a point to the program. It's not just about taking students to D.C., do all the fun, cool stuff. The crux of the program is Wednesday every year we take our students, each co-op takes their students to Capitol Hill, and we set up a schedule of visits with our congressmen, congresswomen to visit them in their offices. We tour the Capitol. And this is the students' opportunities to ask their congressman or congresswoman questions that are important to them of whatever political nature they want to ask.
Could be different issues or any number of different things.
Correct. And it's also their opportunity to visit with staff members in the congressional office, learn a little bit about what it is that they do, and the kind of the behind-the-scenes stuff as well. So that is the real, I call it the cornerstone of the program, is getting students to show them how to interact with the representatives that represent them in Congress, and actually how easy it is. It's not difficult because they are not quite constituents yet because they haven't turned 18, but they will be within a year of being on the program. They'll be voters. So it's basically we are teaching them how to be involved in the communities that they live in and the importance of the democratic process.
Educating themselves on issues and seeing that they are accessible, because I think that's the key too. Sometimes we lose sight of the fact that these are our elected representatives and you can reach out to them. It is okay to reach out and send them an email or get in touch with them and explain your side of an issue to them.
What I try to do with the program is teach them that importance. And then another piece of this program that happens well after Youth Tour, we get our students back together. Rappahannock Electric gets our students back together in February each year, and we take them to Richmond for just a one day. Once again, we visit with their local delegates, state senators. They attend a committee hearing. We view a session, not the entire session, but we view a piece of a House floor session from the gallery. Again, that teaches them how to go through the General Assembly building to do office visits. It really is a wonderful program.
Do you find that some of the kids have an idea that they may want to be in politics somehow, so that behind the scenes look of how everything works and who reports to who and this is the process for this really kind of turns on a light bulb for them?
Our students tend to have a varied background. I do have those students that really want to get involved in politics, or they're history majors or poli-sci majors, and that really is their interest, and they want to maybe explore a career in the political science realm. But then we also have students that they're just general involved students that like to be involved in things and just want to learn more. So they're not necessarily want to be into politics.
But they're fascinated by government itself and how it works.
Correct. They're fascinated by that and also the program itself. And the students do like expanding their horizons or making connections, not only with Rappahannock Electric, but all the other students that are there as well. They make connections, and I've had students in the past that end up go on to become college roommates because they've already met each other.
Oh, that's
just
cool.
Just as an example.
And this Youth Tour isn't something new. I mean, it's been around for a really long time.
Oh, yes. The Youth Tour actually started in 1958. Senator Lyndon Johnson started it from Texas when he was a senator. He was a member of his local electric cooperative, and he understood the importance, obviously, he was a politician, of being involved in the democratic process. So he actually, through his office, created the first Youth Tour program. It was just from Texas. But from there, through our national association, the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association, it kind of grew out to the other states. And over time, it has grown to every state that has an electric cooperative participates. It's roughly about 45 groups of states.
Wow.
I don't have facts and figures going all the way back to when Rappahannock first started this, but since 1980, over 300 students have participated in the program from all across our service territory.
Do you keep in touch with some of the students long after they've kind of done gone through the Youth Tour, and they keep say, hey, I'm doing this now, and part of it is because you showed me this or that?
Yeah, I do keep in touch with them. How I keep in touch with them has changed over time. This past year was my 17th time on the trip. So I've had 17 groups of students. Social media wise, I've those that still use Facebook, I communicate with them Primarily, those are the students that are older at this point. The newer wave of students don't use Facebook much because
it's so not cool, and that's where their parents
are. That's where the parents are. So, but I still do stay in touch with them. And we have Youth Tour alumni that are everything from lawyers to serving in the military to being teachers, just varied backgrounds of everything they have gotten involved with.
That is so cool. Do you do like reunions where every couple of years you have, say, we're going to have this event and everybody come for this barbecue and all everybody comes together?
No, we haven't. That's actually a very good idea. Maybe we ought to look into that in the future.
That would be cool. And then do the pictures. Where are they now? And you can say, okay, does anybody know what this kid looked like then?
Yes.
So, Brian, when you are on youth tour with all of these kids, it's not just you with these 10 students. I mean, you've got to have chaperones and help, don't you? Because you still have hair left. You'd be pulling your hair out at the end of every one of these youth tours.
Definitely, I do have help. With our group of 10 students, there's always me. And then I always take a lady chaperone that is an REC employee. They go with me as well, because obviously we have boys and girls that attend. And we'd like to make sure we have a male and female that are chaperones for the program. But aside from just us two with our 10 students, like I had mentioned earlier, we have anywhere from 50 to 60 students overall. There are chaperones from each participating cooperative, and we all work together as a team because we travel throughout DC. We all work together to make sure our students are all safe and behaving themselves and having a fun time.
Do you normally have parents that want to come along? Do you have to tell them no?
Yeah, well, I don't have to tell them no, but a few of them every year joke with me that they would love to be able to do this, especially once they see what the itinerary is.
Oh, yeah, because Kennedy Center, Nationals games, what parent would want to do that anyway?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you get a lot of the referrals from this? I assume guidance counselors are a big part of getting your referrals. So that's probably something that you'd want guidance counselors to know that this program exists and kind of help you show these students that this is an opportunity for them.
Definitely. We like to work through our local schools, high schools, private schools, homeschool groups. All are welcome to apply. And I do work with not only guidance counselors, but also teachers within history departments or social science departments, I should say. But yeah, I do rely heavily on them to find applicants for the program.
And that's good to know, because we can tell them now, they can listen to this podcast and they'll get all the information.
Yes.
The Youth Tour isn't the only piece of the education puzzle that Rappahannock Electric is very involved in, because you guys also do scholarships, right?
Correct. We have a community scholarship program. It's called Rappahannock Electric Cooperative Community Scholarship, where we offer scholarships. They're one-time $1,000 scholarships that we offer to graduating high school seniors or students that are currently in college or at a university or at a trade school. So there's three categories there. We have the high school student applicant, we have the college student applicant, and then we have the trade school or vocational applicant. Three different applications. They're actually all the same applications, but we just want to try and reach those three different groupings of students to support in that area. And we normally on each year, we, like I said, they are one-time $1,000 scholarships, and we have been awarding 20 of those each year. Not 20 per category, but across all three categories, yes.
These scholarships are given out based on not just their grades.
Correct. It's basically, academics obviously are a part of it. It's also based a lot in part on their involvement in their local community, what groups or organizations they may partner with or volunteer for, or what activities in schools they're involved with, items of that nature. So yeah, more of the well-rounded student. In particular, yes, the community involvement aspect. Rappahannock is very committed to its community. It's one of our core values, core principles, guiding principles. So we recognize the students that are committed to their communities as well.
Now, does the student have to be an REC member? What are their requirements?
The main requirement is the student, their parent, legal guardian, has to be a member owner of Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. It's one of the benefits of membership in the co-op. Parents, their children that are in school, in college, or going on to college, they can encourage their students to apply for this scholarship. And the application process is fairly simple. Once again, the standard resume information, applicant info, you know, what they do in school, what they do in their communities. Many students already have this information already pulled together. It's for all the other applications as well. We also require I give them a choice of one of three essay questions, an essay prompt that they write about. That gives us something to judge the students based on. And then the last thing is we always ask for two letters of reference, one from a person involved in their high school or their university, and then also a second letter from someone involved in their community, whether it happens to be the preacher at their church or the director of a community agency that they're involved in, something of that nature.
So yeah, if they're doing volunteer work at a local nonprofit or any of those kinds of things, those are great people in the community to say, hey, can you write me this letter of recommendation of sorts?
Correct. Correct.
And then they have to be going off to, I assume, like an accredited college or some sort of trade program that is, I don't want to say real, but it's real.
Yes, correct. Basically, they verify before they receive the scholarship monies, they verify with me that they're enrolled in the school or university that they're attending.
And these you do every year? Do you have like a certain scholarship cycle that you work on?
Yeah, the scholarships are awarded once a year. The application period is open year-round. We usually notify the students in March, the particular year that they're going to be awarded. So that way they know they have the scholarship and will receive it by the time their school year ends, in particular for the high school students.
And those are on your website now?
Correct. They're on our website now, myrec.coop, and the community tab will give you a link to our scholarship page.
Fantastic. And I'll put that link in the show notes too, so that way people can go there and click right through and be able to see all that stuff. So, Brian, thanks for talking to me for a bit today. I've enjoyed it.
All right, thank you, Janet.